This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain has given emergency approval to a new COVID-19 vaccine developed by U.S.-based pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. It becomes the world's first Western nation ready to begin mass inoculations against a disease that has sickened nearly 64 million people worldwide, including more than 1.4 million deaths. British media reports hospitals in England have been told to get ready to start doing vaccinations for medical workers as early as next week. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Pfizer says it would immediately begin shipping limited supplies to Britain and has been gearing up for even wider distribution if given a similar nod by the US Food and Drug Administration, a decision expected as early as next week. While Britain has ordered enough Pfizer vaccine for 20 million people, it's not clear how much will arrive by year's end. Adding to the distribution challenges, the Pfizer vaccine must be stored in ultra-cold temperatures. Two doses, 3 weeks apart, are required for protection. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Germany estimates it will take until 2022 to vaccinate the whole population against COVID-19 due to capacity limits. The head of an expert panel that will help decide in which order people should receive the vaccine told a German newspaper, quote, "You would need 100 days to vaccinate 15 million people," end quote. Germany is rushing to prepare vaccination centers across the country so it can start offering shots quickly once a vaccine has been approved in Europe. Vaccinations will not be mandatory in Germany. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee says healthcare workers and nursing home residents should be among the first Americans to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The decision by the committee comes as the U.S. sees record numbers of coronavirus cases across the country. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating whether there was a secret scheme to lobby White House officials for a pardon. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A court order unsealed Tuesday reveals individuals suspected of having acted to secretly lobby White House officials to secure a pardon or sentence commutation. In a related scheme, it also reveals a substantial political contribution was floated in exchange for a pardon or reprieve of sentence. A Justice Department official speaking on condition of anonymity says no government official is the target of the investigation. In a Tuesday night tweet, President Trump said, quote, "Pardon investigation is fake news." Mike Hempen, Washington.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr has given extra protection to the prosecutor he appointed to investigate the origins of the Trump-Russia probe, giving him the authority of a special counsel to complete the work without being easily fired. Under federal regulations, a special counsel can be fired only by the attorney general and for specific reasons such as misconduct, dereliction of duty, or conflict of interest. An attorney general must document such reasons in writing. Attorney General Barr also said Tuesday the Department of Justice found no evidence of widespread fraud that would alter the outcome of the presidential election. This is the latest setback for President Donald Trump's effort to overturn the November 3rd election. Barr told Associated Press U.S. attorneys and FBI agents have examined complaints about fraud but have found no evidence that would change the election results. Lebanon wants maritime border talks with Israel to succeed and difficulties that surfaced in the last session to overcome. President Michel Aoun told a U.S. mediator Wednesday after the latest round was postponed. The negotiations between the old foes were launched in October, with delegations convening at a UN base to try to resolve a dispute about their maritime border that has held up hydrocarbon exploration in the potentially gas-rich area. But a session scheduled for Wednesday was postponed, with U.S. officials instead pursuing separate contact with the sides. Israel handed over a backlog of billions of shekels in tax money to the Palestinian Authority Wednesday, both sides said, and another sign of warming ties between the sides after the U.S. presidential election victory of Joe Biden. The taxes, managed by Israel under interim peace accords from the 1990s and usually handed over monthly, make up more than half of the budget of the Palestinian Authority, whose economy has been hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.